Quick rundown. 5 stories coming up. Mangmi's Pocket Max is a bigger Android handheld with modular magnetic buttons and a 7-inch 144Hz AMOLED.
We'll tour every generation's Pokemon starters and why those trios still matter to fans.
A contentious move in Indonesia. Suharto has been added to the nation's official heroes list, and it's stirring debate.
A fan game called Pokemon Extreme Epsilon is getting praise for recapturing classic Game Boy-era charm.
And Sundance 2026 is honoring Robert Redford's legacy for the first festival since his 2025 passing. Deep dives now. First up, Mangmi.
Mangmi's Pocket Max sounds like the company saying we'll trade some portability for power. Specs on this are eye-catching for the price-focused handheld crowd. A Snapdragon 865, Adreno 650 GPU, 8 gigs of RAM, and a big 7-inch 1080p AMOLED screen running at 144Hz.
Right. Not bleeding-edge silicon, but that chipset and GPU still handle a ton of Android titles and emulation, and the 8,000 mAh battery is huge. You'd expect decent battery life even with a 144Hz panel, and Android 13 gives it broad app compatibility.
The standout is their modular magnetic button system. Mangmi claims it's the first Android handheld to let you swap D-pad and action buttons magnetically. That's a big deal for players who care about tactile feel or want to switch control styles quickly.
Customization also extends to aesthetics, the prototype pairing orange action buttons with white shells and white buttons with black shells. They haven't dropped pricing yet, but they're hinting at crowdfunding and a projected mid-2026 release to compete with devices like the Conquer Pocket Fit.
Bottom line, if you want a large-screen Android handheld that's moddable and doesn't cost flagship money, this might be one to watch. Now, Pokemon starters. From Bulbasaur to Fuecoco, the piece walks every generation's trio and why they stick with us.
The article treats each generation's starters as anchors of memory and early game strategy. Gen 1, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Charmander, still tops nostalgia lists. Then Gen 2 with Cyndaquil, Totodile, Chikorita. Gen 3 with Mudkip, Treecko, Torchic, and so on through Gen 9.
It's more than cataloging memes. The writer talks about how starters shape experience, difficulty curves, regional themes, and emotional bonds. They also highlight odd cases like Pikachu and Eevee as special starters in Yellow and Let's Go, and crossovers like Legends Arceus using older trios.
Fans will love the nostalgia. The pets you picked reflect how you played. The piece ends by nudging readers toward a starter tier list and asking which one you'd choose now. For many listeners, picking a starter is half the fun of replaying a game.
Switching gears to politics and memory. Indonesia's recent decision to add Suharto to the National Heroes List has reopened a big debate about how nations remember their past. Suharto, who died in 2008, led Indonesia's new order, known for rapid development and severe repression.
Official national hero status has rules. The person must be Indonesian, deceased, have made significant contributions, and lack a stain like major crimes. Critics point out that Suharto's era included corruption, human rights abuses, and violence, notably in East Timor, which complicates the designation.
The piece situates this move in a larger pattern. Nostalgia for the new order is growing in some circles, helped by shifting education, political actors connected to Suharto, and collectibles and popular portrayals. But historians and activists say official recognition can rewrite public memory in ways that obscure victims' stories.
Ultimately, the article notes memory is contested, not fixed. Private archives, grassroots memory movements, and public debate keep the conversation alive. This story is a reminder how state honors are as much about the present as the past.
Back to friendlier territory, Pokemon Extreme Epsilon. This fan game is getting heat for faithfully recreating the early handheld Pokemon vibe while adding modern features. New region Rizo, a full multi-generation Pokedex, totem battles, mega evolutions, a post-game, and robust challenge and Nuzlocke options.
The author praises its DS-style animated sprites and the built-in randomizer for replayability. If you missed the DMG/GBC/GBA era's pacing and challenge, Extreme Epsilon seems built to scratch that itch without trying to be an official modern blockbuster.
They recommend checking it out on Poke Community if you're curious, especially players disappointed by some modern mainline entries. Fan projects like this show how strong the community's creative energy still is.
Finally, Sundance 2026. The festival convenes in Utah without founder Robert Redford, who passed in 2025. The festival's mission of elevating independent voices remains central, and Amy Redford's reflections on her father emphasize playfulness, stewardship, and opening doors for underrepresented artists.
Redford faced skeptics when he started Sundance, but his insistence on protecting creative freedom reshaped indie cinema. The festival's programming this year is being framed as a continuation of that legacy, risk-taking filmmakers and stories that might not otherwise find a platform.
So that's our five-pack. A mod-friendly handheld to watch, a sentimental trip through Pokemon starters, a fraught national memory story from Indonesia, a fan-made Pokemon game that hits the classic spot, and Sundance carrying forward Redford's vision.
If you liked this roundup, subscribe to the full daily podcast for deeper interviews and longer segments. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines and context. Until then, I'm host B.
And I'm host A. Thanks for listening. See you next time.